I'm Isabel Hackler.
And I'm Jacoby McRoberts.
And this is our podcast on the dark side of horse racing on May 24th, 2021. The Kentucky Derby is a very well-known race by the world, but Kentucky is where it thrives.
Yeah, ever since I've lived here, it's been a huge part of my life, and I've enjoyed every bit of it.
But some of the brutality behind it is really mind-blowing.
Yeah, I agree. After hearing some awful horse racing stories, it's changed my mindset toward it completely.
Thanks to Barbara Van Lankendonk, we have an insight on the issue. Barbara Van Lankendonk and her husband Francis have been in the racing industry for 41 years now. They breed and sell racehorses for a living. They treat their horses with amazing care, and they have the best life on their farm.
I asked Barbara, do horses have different personalities? She responded with, absolutely. Every horse has a different personality. As a species, they can have many common things, but from birth, you can see differences. And as they grow, you will find some who love people, some with some humor, some prefer their head feed soaked and sloppy, some like peppermint, and some don't like carrots. Each one is different, and the best horses people will observe their differences and change the behavior to accommodate the horse.
Before talking to Barbara, we asked and researched, do racehorses get abused?
Yes, racehorses do get abused. According to horseracing.co, some racehorses are mistreated and abused. They are drugged, whipped, and even shocked during races. People from Ethical Treatment of Animal, or PETA, went undercover to document some horrible practices carried on by trainers.
We also want to say that this has not happened to every racehorse and is rarely used. Many people like Barbara treat their horses amazingly, but unfortunately it can't happen behind the scenes.
Isabel Hackler has been in a racing horse sales before, and she has seen how well they have been treated, and it is sad to see that horses can be mistreated.
We later asked Barbara what she thinks about people that bring down her industry and what she has seen in the industry. She responded with, I have seen very little in my end of this business, which is sales, not racetrack. What would compromise in the well-being of the animal? 40 years ago, there were some common practices, but my husband and I have never endorsed anything that would hurt a horse. The ultimate goal for any thoroughbred is always the racetrack, and it's important for us to make sure that nothing would inhibit the goal. People who risk the life of or career of a horse purposely causing it pain in order to win a race or sell an animal for more money should be held accountable. Life is much easier for everyone when we all just follow the rules.
According to Globe News Wire, 50 horses have already been killed in the track this year. This can be due to poor care or illegal racing. This does not mean the racing industry is bad, and it just means that people need to be monitored more carefully. And the industry is being brought down by bad people, and it is not a bad sport.
It's also very sad to think that these horses have only been on this world for 3 to 4 years, and already people are taking advantage of their naive thinking, and that since horses are such trusting animals, because I know from experience of working with them, that they give everything to the people that they work with, and that they can give their hearts to the people that spend the most time with them, and to think that people would take advantage of that for money or fame is just really, it's really sad. So there's been much controversy on the Medina Spirit incident in the Kentucky Derby of 2021. So this interested Jacoby and I a lot and thought it'd be great for our podcast. So we asked her about her opinion on it. And she said, at no point was Medina Spirit abused by his handlers. The drug was not a performing-enhanced drug. He won the Kentucky Derby on that day because he was the best. Each Derby horse has an armed guard in front of his stall for a week before the Derby. Everyone then went in and out was recorded. He ran third in the Preakness. He's a great racehorse, but we have rules. And when they are broken, even by accident, sometimes they are broken even by accident. I don't know how Kentucky will handle this. So, in her opinion, she supports that Medina Spirit trainer Bob Baffert is a great trainer, and that since the drug was in the lotion, it's not considered a performance enhancing drug, that it was not used to help him win because there would be no point to it. Lastly, we want to give a huge thank you to Barbara and want to tell everyone that she treats her horses amazingly, and in no way, shape, or form are we trying to tell People that she mistreats or her horses are people she knows mistreats her horses. She treats her horses with great care and respect, and we are very thankful for her time.
Thank you so much for listening to our podcast.
Have a great day.